Good evening, folks. You're listening to the Justino Reads podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and enjoy the show. The Clown Statue. While the parents go out to dinner, a family employs a babysitter to watch the kids for the evening. One of the parents calls the sitter to check in about halfway through their dinner. The sitter informs the parent that everything is okay and that the kids have gone to bed. She asks the parent if it's okay to watch a show in their bedroom, and they say, yes. The sitter then asks if it's okay if she covers the clown statue in the bedroom with the blanket, because she's afraid of clowns. The parent responds, get the kids and leave the house right now. We don't have a clown statue in our bedroom. The Dreadful School Chair. In our school's boiler room, there's a chair that hasn't been touched since the 1960s. The janitor claims that a schoolboy was locked up there by these other students the day before summer vacation and died of heat exhaustion. He swears that the chair and the door handle move as though he is still struggling to get out. The Green Ribbon. There once was a girl who always wore a green ribbon around her neck. When her sweetheart proposed marriage to her, she said, yes, but only if you never ask me to remove my green ribbon. He agreed to those terms, but on their wedding day, he asked her to remove it, to which she replied, no. I told you not to ever ask me that. On their first anniversary, he requested again, and she again answered, no. Year after year, the same thing happened, and she always answered no. Finally, when she was elderly on her deathbed, he begged her one more time, and she responded, all right, you may remove my ribbon. And as a result, her head fell off. Enjoying the show so far? Consider supporting the podcast. It's only 99 cents a month. My bag of marshmallows costs more than that.
I need more marshmallows.
Help me get more marshmallows, and I'll keep this story train going. Deal? Just go to bit.ly/JRsupport. That's bit.ly/JRsupport. Alright then, back to the show.
Hey, get off my goddamn marshmallow, you son of a bitch. Hey, come out here.
the hook. My father told me about a young couple traveling on a country road in the middle of nowhere. They had overheard on the radio that a murderer had escaped from a nearby prison. According to the description, the prisoner had a hook for a hand. When they went to get fuel, the man walked inside while the wife waited in the car. She heard scraping on the car's side, but couldn't see anything. When the man returned, she told him about the scraping sound, and he replied he didn't see anyone, and it must have been the wind. They continued driving and heard it again, so they pulled over to the side of the road and discovered the hook was lodged in their passenger door handle. The bells. Many people were buried alive during the plague because they looked to be dead. The burials used to have bells on a rope in them, so that if the dead awakened, they could ring from their coffins. A man would guard the cemetery to listen for the bells. When a bell tolled one day, the guard went over the grave that was ringing. He heard a man yell,
"Help! I'm not dead!"
The bell guard looks at the man's gravestone and said,
"But you've been buried for 20 years.
The backseat killer. A girl is leaving a late night party when she notices a vehicle following her closely and periodically flashing its high beams at her. She slows down to let him pass, but he remains close behind her, flashing his brights. She accelerates. He accelerates. She makes an abrupt turn. He does the same, and so on. When she gets home, she runs out of her car, screaming at her parents that a psycho is following her. But the man in the truck gets out calmly and explains that he saw a creepy guy crawl into her back seat just before she left. And every time he popped his head up, the truck driver flashed his high beams to scare him. They turn around to see a creepy-looking man curled up in the backseat floor with a knife. The Rake. At night, a creature known as the Rake stalks the suburbs of New York. The Rake is a gray-skinned, half-human, half-dog creature with a mangled, ruined posture, almost as if it had been hit by a car. Anyone who looks into its soulless, black eyes becomes a victim. It lurks at the foot of a person's bed, and when they awaken and make eye contact, it attacks. The Haunted Tomb at Greyfriars Kirkyard. In the late 1990s, a homeless man in Edinburgh sought shelter from a storm in a black mausoleum in Greyfriars Kirkyard. Once inside, he realized the wooden coffins might contain valuable items and began smashing them open in search of treasure. Suddenly, he fell through the floor into an underground chamber, only to land in the stinking soup of rotting human bodies. He had inadvertently discovered a pit where victims of the plague had been tossed unceremoniously. The coffin he had disturbed right before falling through the floor belonged to a notorious rebel named Lord Advocate Sir George Mackenzie, who was responsible for the deaths of over 18,000 of his countrymen, some of which lay in that very pit beneath his grave. Now, when people visit the cemetery, they report feelings of unrest, cold winds, choking sensations, fainting, burns, gouges, cuts, and bruises. There have been over 500 cases of unexplained injuries. Spook Light. I live near the site of the Spook Light, which is a light that appears in a small area known locally as the Devil's Promenade, on the border between southwestern Missouri and northeastern Oklahoma. The Spook Light is reported to be the shining lamp of a Native American chief searching for his missing head. Apparently, back in the 1980s, a pair of teenage sisters took a pumpkin and drew a smiley face on it before leaving it out on the road where the spook light can be spotted. They went home immediately after and went to bed. When they woke up the next day, the pumpkin was on their kitchen table, but instead of a smile, it was scowling. Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to the Justinia Reads podcast. If you enjoyed and have stories of your own you'd like to share, send them to justiniareads@yahoo.com to be featured in a future episode. That's J-U-S-T-I-N-I-O, reads@yahoo.com. Have a great night, folks.